A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up. He knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud. Honor your mother and father." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You are lacking one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that, his face fell. He went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished, and they said to themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible to God." Peter began to say to him, "We have given up everything to follow you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and eternal life in the age to come." The Gospel of the Lord. So Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg read this gospel and they've decided to give all their money away. The two richest guys in the world, because they want to get to the kingdom of heaven. But seriously, is Elon going to heaven? Is Zuckerberg going to heaven? Seems like they got the deck stacked against them. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. That won't get them into heaven. But Jesus' point, I think, is not so much the wealth itself, but what's really at the core of your life. Whether God's really there at the center. This rich young man that comes to Jesus seems to be a good guy. Right? He's got the question that everybody should be asking. Every one of us needs to ask that same question. Good teacher, what must I do to attain eternal life? Because when you get right down to it, that's the only question that really matters in life. Because if you don't get to eternal life, everything you've done goes up in smoke. It evaporates into nothing. Yeah, maybe Elon will create artificial intelligence that'll make all of us slaves, who knows. He'll maybe get people to Mars someday. Yeah, maybe Zuckerberg will control social media and make himself the most powerful guy in the world. Who knows? But one day they're going to die. And if they don't attain eternal life, it's all for nothing. A few decades with some power and some money and doing what you want. But then eternal death? For me, that's not worth it. But what's at the core of a rich man's life? Is it God? Is their heart oriented toward God? The way Jesus answers his question is interesting. He lists the commandments, right? You shall not steal, you shall not kill, honor your father and mother, etc. Interesting, though, if you notice, he quotes the commandments starting with commandment number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those have to deal with our relations with other people, right? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet your neighbor's goods. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, right? Those 7 commandments are about our relationships with others. The first 3 commandments are all about our relationship with God. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep holy the Sabbath day, which is Sunday. You have to come to Mass. Okay. Oh. And so first Jesus starts with that. And the man says, well, I've always been a good guy. I've always treated other people with respect. I haven't killed anybody. No. People often come to confession and they say, okay, I haven't killed anybody. I say, whew, thanks. I feel safe now. No. And Jesus hears him and says, yeah, this guy's a good guy, right? He's good with other people. But there is one thing you lack, right? God was not at the center of this young man's life. He was being benevolent. Maybe he even shared some of his goods with the poor and so on, right? But at the core, he was attached to all those possessions. That was really what filled his heart. There is one thing you lack. Go and sell it all and give it to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. Because that is ultimately what determines whether we'll have eternal life or not. If God is at the center of our life here. You know, these days, unfortunately, our culture tells us, and it affects us all, that God's a good guy, and we're all going to heaven, except maybe Hitler or somebody, or the candidate that's running for president that you don't like, you know? Those are the ones who are going to hell, right? Okay. But everybody else gets a pass. Where do we get that from? That's the spirit of our times. No, where everybody gets a trophy, we all get a pat on the back. No. But really, was God at the center of your life? Was that the most important thing? Being grateful to God for creating you, for giving you life, for calling you to eternal life. See, we think God's up there and his job is to forgive us for whatever we've done. That's the spirit of our times. And give us all a pass, so no consequences to our action. But God's not just about forgiving. For sure he is. He's rich in mercy. But God, above all, wants a relationship with us all. He created us in his image and likeness. He created us to be his children and to live on this earth with him at the center. The problem with the rich young man is God's not at his center. The rich young man, yeah, he does some good things probably. He probably helps this or that organization that's doing good in Jewish society. He hasn't killed anybody. But really, he's attached to all those possessions. God's kind of on the fringe. And what's behind his question to Jesus is, can I still get by and get eternal life? But if God's not at the center of your life here and now, what business do you have going to heaven? You're not going to enjoy it. Because heaven is entering into the fullness of the love of God in a way we can't even imagine, because the eye hath not seen nor has the ear heard the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who love him. So the most important thing isn't whether you've got money or you don't have money. The poor don't necessarily have any advantage, because you can be a poor person and you can be grasping after money, possessions, pleasure, power, and always angry that you don't have it. That poor man doesn't have God at the center of his heart. And the rich man who thinks, I got it all, I did it myself, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps, has no gratitude to God. What's he going to do in heaven? He'll be out of place. See, God wants to transform us here and now. He wants us to live with one foot in heaven right from now. So yeah, is God really at the center of our lives? That's the question for all of us, rich or poor or in between. The rich young man went away sad because he couldn't say no to the things that were in his heart, his possessions, his power, his pride, his pleasure. He couldn't leave it all and follow Christ. He would have been out of place in the kingdom of heaven. What a shame. Jesus, the gospel says, looked at him with love and said, come follow me. And he went away sad. You know, we don't even know that guy's name. He disappears into the ether of history, unknown, unnamed. If he had said yes, we'd be talking about him today like St. Paul or St. Peter or St. Barnabas, one of the great apostles who left it all to follow Christ because God was more important. But instead, he's some anonymous nobody whose riches finally went to somebody else, and he disappeared. Let's make sure that God is at the center of our lives.